It seems that our daily weather forecast is turning into a broken record. The weather pattern across the East Coast and Western Atlantic is blocked up. This atmospheric traffic jam is locking in cool weather here in the Northeast. These weather blocks are common in the transition seasons of spring and autumn when warm and cold air do battle. A year ago, the pattern was warm across the eastern two-thirds of the nation. This March, though, is a reminder that winter chill can last into springtime. A large upper-level low remains locked overhead. We've seen a good deal of clouds today, though there have been some nice breaks of sunshine, at least in some areas. Temperatures remain quite cool for mid to late March. Highs have been mainly in the 30s. Snow activity has been more limited than yesterday. There have been a few snow showers in the mountains. A storm system is located to our southeast out over the ocean. The main body of precipitation is well offshore. However, the storm is interacting with the upper-level low over us, and there has been some light rain and snow in coastal areas of New England this afternoon. The storm will brush coastal areas tonight, missing us. However, the upper-level low that's still with us could trigger a few snow showers locally, especially in the mountains. Additionally, the lake effect snow band that has been coming off of Lake Ontario has retreated today, and while it's going to expand again tonight, a lake effect snow advisory has been posted for the Utica area through midday tomorrow. For all of us, it's going to be another cold night with lows in the teens to around 20. The weather over the next day or so looks fairly quiet, fairly similar to today with a good deal of clouds tomorrow. A few scattered snow showers or flurries from time to time and some areas of lake effect snow to the west of the capital region. The weekend looks quiet. That upper low will finally move away, at least gradually move away, though it's not going to warm up much. Early next week, a storm will track to our south. There is a chance that the northern fringe of the storm could bring some snow to parts of the region on Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of snow showers mainly in the mountains, cold, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, high in the lower to middle 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers, areas of lake effect snow, high in the lower to middle 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, low 18 to 24. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a passing snow shower or flurry, high in the middle to upper 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a snow shower or flurry, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a flurry or snow shower, high in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny and breezy, high in the 30s and lower 40s. On Sunday, partly sunny, high in the upper 30s to middle 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.